This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. Hello, hello, hello to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station where we're calling America to pray around the clock. And we're so excited that you are here with us, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. And I have to say, and coming in hot this morning. I was so wrapped up in prayer this morning that my husband was over there like, you gotta go, you gotta go, you gotta get ready, you gotta get ready. So those of us who were watching on Facebook Live or tuning into the replay, you kind of saw some fumbling action maybe going on there. But we are delighted that you are here with us today, and we thank you for your grace. My name is Allison Keeber, and I am your host for Prophetic Thursdays. I just want to say welcome to all of our new people who are listening. Also want to say welcome again to those of you who continue to listen every week. It is such an honor to have you join us, whether you're new or whether you've been here for many Prophetic Thursdays. What an honor it is to be here with you, to stand with you, to pray with you, and as the Lord leads, to prophesy. So today, as we get ready to go, I have a lot of stuff on my heart that I'm going to share with you. You're going to hear a little bit of preaching, some stories, some prophesying, just uniquely how God has called Allison to do this. So one of the things that I love that God has taught me throughout the years, and especially just in these last couple of years of and walking out this gift and this ministry, is how easy it can be to compare ourselves to other people, or to think that perhaps because our the way we do something is so unique and it looks so different that perhaps it's wrong. And Lord has just guided me to show me that that is how He works. Right? And so we're going to talk about that a little bit today. But before we get started, just a few technicalities. Remember that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our other programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given. But of course, we are delighted that you are here with us today and that you are listening, whether it's live or on the replay. If you're catching the replay on Facebook Live, let us know that you're here for the replay so that we can see you, we can put your name down for prayer. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, but is supported by you, our faithful listeners and loyal contributors. We're so excited of what is happening in this ministry here, happening because of your giving. What you've been doing, your giving as far as your time and your finances and your willingness to share this ministry for other people. So please know that none of that is lost on us as this ministry goes and you partner with us. We truly do believe that it's with all and each and every one of our partners that we are able to expand this ministry. Want to give a special shout out to those of you who are listening on Facebook Live. It's so fun that you can join us just a couple of different ways. Now, while most of our audience does listen to us through the radio waves, and there are a good lot of you who catch us on the Facebook Live, and so we're excited that we can broadcast to you both ways. We usually bring Prophetic Tuesday, Prophetic Thursday, and then, of course, Intercession Friday. We try to do those live on Dale Gentry's Facebook page. And sometimes we'll even bring church live on Facebook page. But as you know, you can always catch us 24 hours a day on bpnradio.com. So, Prophetic Thursday, obviously, is one of our most listened to programs. And we know that it's one of our most listened to programs because each and every one of us desires to hear a word from the Lord. And we know, as Papa Dale has said in his 52 years of ministry, that one word from God can change your life forever. How amazing is that? That Pastor Dale, 52 years in the ministry, heard one word from God that literally changed not only his life forever, but thousands and thousands and thousands. And what I love about a word from the Lord is that it's not just a word that is just spoken and then gone, right? It is a word from the Lord that is set upon our hearts. And it's important as we dive in that we remember that a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she cannot give you your vision. Okay, it's really important to understand that that comes from the Lord. It comes from you spending time with him and prayer. You not just praying, remember praying is us speaking to God, but you also meditating on his word. Being consistent with diving into his word and sowing his word into your heart. That he reveals himself throughout our thoughts, right, in the Holy Spirit that resides in us. And so if God's given you a vision, know that that vision, that's a God vision, will be accompanied by a passion, not just a mere interest. And according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. I can get my words out today. 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. It's not a chapter, it's not a book. It's simply a word from the Lord, only a small part of a much bigger picture. And a prophetic word can be a now word, it can be a future word, it can be a confirming word, and it can be a brand new word. As 1 Corinthians 14:3 states, but he who prophesies speaks in edification, edification and exhortation and comfort to men, right? So we can always rest assured that when the Holy Spirit is talking to us, that he's going to speak to us just how he is, right? The comforter, right? The great I am, that he's going to speak to us in a way that we know that we can hear him. As each of us have a gift to hear him a little bit differently. And it's important that as you receive a word today, and I'm believing that if you're here today, if you're listening, that you're going to receive a word. Do you believe that too? Right? Because it always starts with our level of belief, right? Time and time again, Jesus says that, right? To the level of your belief, right? And so it's coming here with an expectation. Right? It's coming here with a belief that the words out of my mouth today may not be the exact words that I speak, but what you hear is a word from the Lord. I'm believing that today. I'm believing that what you're here for is what you're going to get. And I hope that you believe that with me too. Now, and like I said, as we get started, it's important that if we get a word, meaning our spirit gets stirred up. So there's some of you, right? Like there's going to be a name that's attached to a word, but your spirit is going to just kind of jump and God's going to nudge you and say, listen in, listen closely, because this is your word too, right? And I encourage you that as you hear a word from God, that you write that word down. Don't let his word fall to the floor. Write it down. It's so important that we write it down and that we take it back to the Lord, rehearsing it. Remember, as like an actor rehearses their lines, right? Rehearse what God has spoken over your life. Literally watching that manifest itself into existence based on how you spoke. Remember, the first words that we read in God's word is that God spoke. The power of our words is so important because God is within us, right? And he spoke, right? So think about that. As you speak, as you even think and get ready to speak, what words are coming out of your mouth? Are they words of belief? Are they words of encouragement? Are they words of love and excitement, right? Or are they words that want to condemn and make you feel inadequate? Are there words that, you know, that destroy your belief instead of building it up? Be very careful how you speak and that you only speak what God has for your life. And so as we rehearse it, we're receiving that in our spirit, right? And then we rest. It's is a part that I think a lot of us forget to do, is we get really excited about a word that God has delivered to us, right? And really excited that, God, I receive that as a now word, right? And God loves to hear that from you. But sometimes he wants us to rest in that word. You know, I received a word a couple months ago from my girlfriend, Terry, and she is such a gift to me. I actually only know her through this ministry. And she has been such a gift and a light in my life. She has, whenever God has downloaded a word for her, she has been faithful to send it to me. And she sent me a word a couple months ago. And the word was, it was about financial increase and what she literally saw a picture of. And I received that word. I received that word as a now word. Now, I didn't necessarily see that come to fruition right there in the now. But I believed in that word, rehearsing in that word. And I still believe and still rehearse in that word. And isn't God so faithful to be able to deliver in a way that we can't even expect it, right? In a way that we can't even expect it. And I just, I'm so thankful that he pours words like that into my life so that I can come to him and I can sit with him and I can rehearse and discuss that word for him and say, God, reveal more to me. What do you have for me? Because then I get to anticipate, like, right, that anticipation. You know, a child, like Christmas night. I don't know about you, but this year, my children woke up at 1 a.m. and said, Santa has come, right? The anticipation of what was coming for them was so great that they couldn't even stay in their beds throughout the night. The Lord wants us to have that kind of childlike anticipation of what he has for us. Are you ready to embrace with that childlike faith, that childlike anticipation, what God has for you? Say yes, declare it, declare it. Yes, Lord, I am ready. I am ready for what you have for me, God. Wait for the confirmation, because shortly after, the fulfillment. The fulfillment of his word. And you will be able to testify, like my friend Tanya wrote today. She said, thank you for the prophetic word that was delivered a year ago as she's seen that walked out in her life today. Today. Now, it wasn't Allison, right? Allison had nothing to do with that. That was a word from the Lord that she wrote down, she took back to the Lord, sat with him in her private prayer time, rehearsed that word, and she just waited for the confirmation and walked out the word spoken. And here's the fulfillment. We praise you, Jesus, for that. Now, as we get started, I always like to invite you to pray with me. Many of you know I've been praying all morning, but I always feel like I can't get started unless we're all praying together. So join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the joy that you put within inside of us, God. That no matter what life circumstances are going on in the world, God, that there is a joy that lives inside of us that is so superseding that it cannot be contained, God. God, I thank you for this joy today. God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit who is here to minister to those who are listening. God, I pray for their spiritual ears to be opened so that they can hear your words, God. I pray for their spiritual hearts to be open, God, so that they can feel your word, God. God, and I pray that their minds be opened to your spiritual level, God, because we know that it's just impossible for us to understand the works of your supernatural, God, in the natural. But we also know that if we open ourselves up to you, God, that you supersede and you pass all understanding, God, but that we can meet you there. We can meet you, God. And I pray for revelation today, God, a word you've been sowing into my spirit this morning, a word that someone needs to hear today, revelation, God. God, reveal new things. Reveal old things, but make them new, God, so that we can see them through your eyes and your heart, God. God, I thank you. I thank you for this ministry and what it's doing in so many lives. God, and I thank you for this time and this space. God, I thank you for the trials and the tribulations, God. God, we praise you. We keep our eyes lifted to you, God. In the good times and in the bad, God. We glorify you. We magnify you. God, have your way today. Let me be a vessel, God, a vessel for your words. God, but remove all sense of self, God. I thank you, Jesus, that you are doing a great work right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Wow, it's so good to have you guys here with us. So let's go ahead and get started. I've got a lot of stuff that I want to share this morning. And one of the things that I wanted to start with this morning is some of you may follow me on Facebook. Some of you may have never seen me before. But on Facebook, 2 days ago, I shared a story. I shared a story about our 12-year-old daughter, Peyton. And right now, just to kind of give you a brief synopsis of that story, is like many 12-year-olds, Peyton is going through a difficult time. She's, for the last 2 years, pretty much every day, she's sat alone at lunch. And for the last 4 years, because we moved to Austin almost 4 years ago, she's been unable to find her group or her friends. She doesn't have a single friend that's her school age that goes to school with her. You know, she's friendly to people and people are friendly back to her. But do you know what I mean? That deep connection, that friend that you have, that confidant. And so she's been missing that. And the other night she came home from gymnastics and I found her sobbing on the couch. And I ran to her and I held her because I didn't know what was wrong. And it was like everything just welled up and just fell out, right? Everything that she had been feeling. And she told me, she said, "Mama, I feel so alone." She said, "No one likes me. No one even talks to me at school. No one will sit with me at lunch." She said, "And Mama, I hate being here. I hate Texas." And I honestly, I personally didn't have the words. I had a lot of tears and I cried with her. And I only had the words that God gave me. And to be honest, I can't remember what those words were. Because God spoke through me in that moment. And, you know, we continued to talk a lot about a lot of stuff that night. She continued to share. She continued to ask me a lot of questions. And I praised him and I thanked him for having a relationship with her that allowed for that. That allowed a space for her to feel like she could be vulnerable and she could be transparent. And then that night I prayed about sharing her story. And I really felt like I was supposed to share her story. And I shared her story, and I asked for people's prayers. And I think there was like 300 comments of people praying for Peyton. And in those comments, though, the majority of them were people sharing their testimony and sharing their story of hurts and how they remember feeling like she did and or walking through it with their children, or just story after story after story. And then, of course, I got the the backlash of how dare I share something so private out there with the public world. And so I talked to Peyton about this because she knew that I did this and she was okay with it. Of course, she wanted to receive people's prayers, right? And she read each and every one of the words that people left for her. And I saw her heart start to heal a little bit as she was able to read that she wasn't alone and that other people were facing things just as she's facing. But what we also talked about is how important it is to be vulnerable and to be transparent, and to fight out in the open, right? That when we fight out in the open and we bring these things to light, the enemy has to flee. You see, many of us are trying to battle things on our own. And I'm not saying that it's bad to battle things on your own and try to work those things out on your own. But know this, that God has people in your life for a reason. And I believe that that reason is so that you're not alone. I mean, we all know that we're never alone because he's always with us. And so Peyton and I got to talk a lot about what it's like to be alone, what loneliness is, what an outsider is, and what it means to be set apart. Because I believe that there are definitions of what God has for us that the enemy has tried to redefine, right? Because sometimes God says it's good to be alone with him, right? And to be alone and build that confidence and that trust in yourself that I don't need someone else to bring me joy. I don't need someone else to provide my happiness. But that the enemy comes in and he redefines that as loneliness. And he tries to put depression on us. When God had something beautiful for us. And then there's the sense of being an outsider and that you don't belong. But God says, wait a second. My word says that I have set you apart. You are uniquely and wonderfully made. I have set you apart. You are not like the others. But the enemy comes in and says, no, you're an outsider and you don't belong. And so it's really important that when things like this are going on in our lives, that sometimes we have to bring that battle to the light. And we have to be willingness that as we walk through our story and we share our story, that people understand we are all in our story. Friend, if you are here, you are still in your story. And one of the biggest things that we got to see happening, and just as this unfolded, as I told my husband, I said, you know what's happening here? There are people who have wounds that are healing right now. Wounds that they forgot that they had because they just suppressed them and they pushed them down, thinking that they had been healed. But the enemy saying, I'm going to lie and wait. I'm just going to hold on to these and I'm going to put a spirit in you, a wounded spirit. And God says, bring it to the light. Let me heal it. Let me fully heal it so that when the enemy wants to remind you, there's nothing to remind you of except healing that has taken place. And so I told Ian, I said, I just see all of this healing happening right now. I see that God is using our daughter in such a magnificent way right now. It's so amazing. And yesterday, as we were getting ready to head to school, she said to me, Mom, did you call for me? I said, no, I didn't say your name. I was getting my shoes on. She said, Mom, you know what's so weird? I said, what? She said, ever since yesterday, she said, I keep hearing my name. Like someone's saying my name. They're calling out my name. She goes, and it kind of sounds like your voice always, but it's, I don't know. It's just, she's like, it's so weird. It's so weird. And I just smiled. I smiled and said, well, that's the Lord. How blessed are you that you are hearing from God and he is calling out to you. I said, Peyton, he wants you to come sit with him. And he wants you to talk to him and he wants you to be in relationship with him. He's calling out to you. And just as he called out to Samuel, and Samuel said, God, your servant is here. Right? Peyton, you're God's servant. And he's with you. And I share that story again with you because I know not all of you saw how this is unfolding on Facebook. And if you'd like to, it's, you know, Allison Kiever on Facebook. You can, everything's kind of made public over there. You can go take a look at it. And of course, we would appreciate your prayers for our sweet Peyton. But I share that because I've seen that so many people are going through the same thing. We've heard testimony after testimony of people who are going through the same thing. But you know what we've also heard testimony of? I heard testimony of a mom who shared with me that her little girl sits at the table with all of the other girls. And she wishes that she had enough courage to leave the table and go sit alone. And I got to share that with Peyton and how powerful that was to be able to take yourself out of the yuckiness that the enemy wants to have you on and offer you a whole new perspective. Right? God wants to offer you a new perspective in the way you've been looking at things. So I thank you for your prayers, and I thank you for sharing your testimonies. May we all be brave enough like Peyton to fight in the open. Let our vulnerability and our story be laid out there, uprooted from the dark and brought into the light. I bless you in Jesus' name. So the first word I have this morning is for Kara D. in Louisiana. Kara, I heard the Lord saying that burden has tried to become your great friend as of recent. A smile that you wear so others won't see the weight that continues to try to sit upon you. But Kara, I also heard the Lord saying that a great warrior lives inside of you, one that is no match for burden. This heavy burden continues to try to steal your joy, but is a joy that cannot be stolen or defeated. It's what has always fueled the warrior spirit inside of you. He says it's time to go back to the promises that he's already spoken to you, for you have several prophetic words that have been spoken over you, but you stopped rehearsing them. He says, Kara, these are the weapons to defeat this burden that weighs you down. Burden tells you that the promises that God made to you and the words that were spoken over your life are a lie. The Lord says, just watch those promises unfold as your belief grows more and more in them than the burdens you face. And God gave me this scripture for you, Kara, Psalms 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. And just as Jesus sought refreshment and solitary prayer in the times of burden, so will you. I bless you, Kara, and I bless that today the weight be lifted, and that the smile that you have on your face and you have had for some time become real and authentic again, that there's no need to fake the smile because the burden will have been lifted and the joy of the Lord will shine through you again. I bless you, Kara, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Is anybody commenting? Because I'm not seeing any comments.
There's comments.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know. That's cool. Facebook always changes things, right? So now I'm not seeing any comments, but interesting. Okay, and so then this is a word for the many. I just heard this in my spirit this morning. And what I love is that when God gives me a word, he doesn't always give me a name, and because he's God, right? He can do whatever he wants to do. But I think a lot of the times that we need to be reminded that a prophetic word, just because it has a name attached to it, doesn't necessarily mean that it only belongs to that person. So this was for the many. I kept hearing this over and over, surface prayers, surface prayers. He's hearing a lot of surface prayers out there. As if you have no deep belief that what you ask for will actually truly happen. In Matthew, the Lord tells to pray belief and that what we ask for will be granted. He also reminds us to pray as if it's already happened and to come to him with thanksgiving of that already happening. And I heard the Lord saying that this word may not be for you who's listening, right? Like you're kind of, I heard the Lord say there will be some who tune out because they will go, no, I haven't been a surface prayer for a long time, okay? okay? So I want you to come and tune back in, because I heard the Lord saying that this word may not be for you, but you who are listening, you are surrounded by those who need your direction. He wants to have real and authentic relationship with his children. And those of you with the knowledge and the kingdom wisdom to help guide them, to come before them, to speak to them with truth in love, and teach them, as his word teaches us, how to pray past the surface prayers. He wants them to come deeper. He says, listen to me. My children are suffering. They are drowning, wondering where I am as they surfacely look for me. Thank you, Jesus. And I see a picture, and I hear him saying that it's as if they're out on the ocean, and these people, they're in the ocean, and they're floundering to keep their head up, and they're looking for him on the surface, right? And it's that surface, and I hear him saying, but I lie within the deep. The deeper you go, the deeper you know me, and the deeper you find me. But again, just as the water, right, can be terrifying for us to leave the surface, right? He's saying, but someone comes along and teaches them and helps to guide them, right? You know, again, someone who's flailing and drowning, and someone who just comes along and says, no, let me teach you to swim. Because when you swim, you can actually hold your breath and you can dive deep. Thank you, Jesus, for that extended word. Ugh, thank you for that vision, God. And he says, go out on a rescue mission and share my truth with them. For it is my lifeline that must be thrown out to them. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for this word. I thank you for the extension. And I thank you for the vision, God. And I thank you that those who may have tuned out came back to listen, God, and that they actually heard the word that you needed for them. God, I thank you that you have given them a spirit of a prayer warrior, God. God, and that they have the gift to go out and teach others how to be a prayer warrior. Understanding that it's not necessarily what we say in our prayers, but where they come from. And how we believe in them, God. God, I thank you that these people who have been trying to pray to you, God, but surfacely, God, that they have the lifeline, the swim instructor, come in and teach them how to hold their breath and to dive deep and to go with you, God, and to swim into places that they never thought that they'd be able to swim into, to see the beauty that they never thought was able to be touched by them, God. I thank you, Jesus, for that. I thank you that we are on a rescue mission, God, and we declare right now that lives will be saved in your name, Jesus, in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. This next word that I have is for Nana O in New York. Nana, I kept hearing the word relationship. Over and over and over, I heard God say relationship. And I always just kind of sit in prayer a little longer when I hear God only say one word. But here's the thing, is that Allison herself doesn't know what is going on in your lives. I don't know what battles you're facing. Do I know that every single one of us is facing something that really none of us know nothing about? Absolutely. My daughter and I have talked a lot about that lately. But I also know that there's a spirit that the Holy Spirit, he's kind of like a wave, right? Like, and I think of, like, sometimes, I mean, it, like, when you're riding a wave, and I know nothing about surfing. I don't know how to surf. I never have. But I can imagine that when you're riding a wave, there's an exhilaration as you're kind of on the crest of that wave and you're riding it, right? But eventually, the wave falls, right? And then it draws back again. The water draws back again, and another wave is created. And I really feel like Holy Spirit is like that. Now, he is always with us, but his wave can be really strong and exhilarating sometimes. And then sometimes we just kind of have to know when, like, that wave's died out and it's time to wait for the next one. Right? And so I share this with you because when we're in prayer and we're praying about something, sometimes it's just about sitting out there paddling and waiting for Holy Spirit to kind of move again. Does that make sense? Right? I'm a picture girl. So I can see this in my mind as I'm explaining it to you. And I feel like sometimes my words don't quite match up with the picture that I have so brilliantly placed in my mind. But Nana, I heard the word relationship. So I'm hearing this word over and over and over again. But as I'm praying for you, I knew to just kind of sit on my surfboard out there just paddling, knowing that his wave was coming again. And so I had to share that with you because I had to sit in this one for a while because it was just one word. And remember, it can sometimes just be one word, right? But then I heard the Lord. He says, oh, yes. Oh, yes, my sweet love, the cry of your heart. He hears your cries. You've been so faithful to work on you, to prepare yourself. Like Esther was in waiting. A beautiful preparation, working only on you, adorning yourself, preparing yourself for this relationship. He says, for you've come to understand that marriage is not just about glory, but it's about legacy. And I hear the Lord saying that your preparation season is coming to a close. And so, Nana, his final words for you, be expectant. Be expectant. And I bless you, Nana. I bless the relationship that's coming your way. I bless the journey that you've been on. I bless how you have worked on yourself. Thank you, Jesus. I just hear him saying that you have foregone like casting any blame. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you. He says that like the fences that you had up a long time ago have finally come down. They've come down and you're walking out in your true authentic self. And yes, you carry that swagger. That confidence. Remember that God wants us to carry a confident swagger, right? And it's different than arrogance. God doesn't want us to live in what the enemy wants is arrogance, right? But what God wants is he wants a confident swagger. And Nana, you own this confident swagger of knowing who you are in Christ, but not boasting, and just humbly being authentically you. And up until this point, there's just been nobody who could really handle that, right? Because God had to prepare this person too, right? And I just bless you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All right, this next word that I have is for Alyssa M. Sorry, my eyes. Like Alyssa M. in Foothill, California. Alyssa, I heard 2 Timothy 4:12, and if I can remember correctly, because I've prophesied over you before, I'm certain, I believe that this was still the same scripture that he put in my heart for you, but I heard it, 2 Timothy 4:12. Many of us know 2 Timothy 4:12, right? He says, it just kept ringing this verse for you. He says, and then I heard the Lord say that you have a heart and a deep passion for the youth. That's why this verse is like a life verse for you. Not only are you like Timothy and being young and knowledgeable and walking out like Timothy did, but I just hear this being a life verse because of your draw to the youth. He says, primarily a preteen age. God has given you a story of triumph and victory through hard times. And this testimony that you have will help other young girls navigate through these challenges and awkward times in which they're living. You will mentor many, having a connection with them and their families. Alyssa, I see you being welcomed into many homes. I see you breaking bread. I see you praising and worshiping with the youth. I see them that you're a beacon in which that they'll actually listen to, but someone that their parents trust to speak into them. And I see the birth of a beautiful and anointed ministry because of this gift, a gift that maybe, if thank you, Jesus, he says, you just haven't even known this gift that's inside of you, that because it's just been who you always are, that it's been easy to be looked over as an actual gift. And he says, thank you, Jesus. He says, it's a teaching gift. You have a teaching anointing. And these children who are at an age where they're not listening to many, they listen to you because they identify with you. They identify with your testimony and they feel the love in your heart. And just as Paul instructed Timothy, I hear the Lord saying, don't neglect the gift that was given to you through prophecy spoken when the elders laid hands on you. Alyssa, there have been those who have laid hands on you. They have asked for this gift to come forth. They have prophesied over you that this is a ministry that you would birth. And I just hear the Lord saying, don't neglect that gift. Don't neglect the gift that has been given to you. It is a now movement. It is a now ministry. It is something that you are walking, like I see him just saying, like today, if it's not something that you've already been sort of playing with, but today you will identify that someday has come and that today is the day that you start actually walking this gift out, that no longer neglecting what God put inside of you and just dismissing it as like, you know, doesn't everyone do this? Doesn't everyone feel like this? Like, doesn't everyone love the youth like this? No, you have a special heart for them. You have a God's heart for them, Alyssa. And I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Alyssa, for walking out this gift that you have for the youth. Thank you, Jesus. I hear the Lord saying that, thank you for your family. There's a tight-knitness, with you and your family, Alyssa, and I believe that God's going to use that and your story, the imperfect story, and be able to share that in a way that other families can grow in that. And I bless you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Sometimes I get writing so fast that I'm like, where was I? All right. Hey, babe, how are we doing on time?
Got 10:43.
Okay, fantastic. Do you want to come over and pray for some people for a minute?
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
All right. My handsome hubby's going to come over here and pray with y'all.
Yes. Fantastic. You're so wonderful and beautiful. Thank you. You're amazing. Isn't she amazing? Just gives of herself selflessly, comes out and prays for people, shares the word that are put on her heart. And just to be that vessel, what a gift and what a blessing she is for everyone out there. And so, hey, I just want to thank you all again for coming and being here today. I know I've got on my own personal page, a watch party. I was trying something new on Facebook to spread the word out there. So I encourage you to share, you know, share this. If something is said today that touches your heart or touches you and you know it would benefit someone else, then please like and share this page and share this program as well, because we love impacting people's lives out there. And we know we can do that. We know we have made a difference and we are going to make a difference around the clock and around the globe on Facebook Live, but on bpnradio.com as well. So if for some reason you're not in a position to, you know, tune in on Facebook, for those of you watching on Facebook, tune in to bpnradio.com where there's programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I know we've got some people requesting prayer for different things. And I want to talk about, I know Wanda and Susie are both praying for health and healing. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to, as a community today that are here together, let's lift up Wanda and Susie, but also anybody else out there that's dealing with ailments, that's dealing with health issues. And Father God, we just thank you so much, Lord, for Wanda and Susie. We just ask you, we thank you for lifting them up, God, for your Holy Spirit intervention to come in, to guide the doctors that they're seeing, to come into their life, to show a miracle happening in their health and well-being, God, just to fill them up with your loving spirit and your healing supernatural power, God, that's there to comfort us, that's there for us each and every day, God. We call forth that power of healing over them and over all of those out there that are suffering right now, God, that they just feel your presence today, that we know that you will fulfill promises, that we pray deeply and convincingly, God. We know that you're there for us, Lord, and we know that you are going to provide supernatural healing. Yes. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I know we had Elizabeth L. brought up a financial breakthrough. So many out there are dealing with finances. That can be such a big, stressful issue on people's lives. And we just want to pray for those of you out there that may be dealing with financial hardship right now, that God open a door for you that will open up finances, that will open up his gifts into your life, that will end any financial struggle and strife in your lives and bring you to a greater place where you are just an outpouring of giving. Mm-hmm. To those out there, that God just use you as a vessel today, that he unblock that dam that's holding you back, that use you as a vessel to continue giving throughout his kingdom, Lord. We just thank you, God. We bless you. We pray for you out there. She also mentioned something about her son and her soul wounds. And this whole thing with our daughter, obviously being put out there to the world of, you know, loneliness it's bringing, shedding light in different places for people. And when she brought up the soul wounds between herself and her son, I also got to thinking that how obviously all of this is carrying over where so many people are dealing. They've covered up things from the past. They haven't really brought them to light to deal with them, or they haven't figured out a way to make it work in their heads. God hasn't come in there and let them know that they are amazingly well made, that they're special. You know, those times when we start maybe getting in fights with loved ones, or there's strife that comes in between, that we react out of anger or wanting to have our way done. We say things that can be soul wounds. We just break those today, God. We break those bonds. We break those chains that are sitting out there that are keeping apart relationships that are godly relationships that are needed, good Lord, to heal this world and kingdom, God. We bring those people back together, Lord. Yes. We release any guilt and any strife, any pain, and any suffering, God. We forgive. Mm-hmm. We forgive those that we have built mental blocks on. We forgive them, not for them, but for us, God.
Yes.
We release that to you, Lord. We give it to you. We bring it to your feet, to Jesus' feet on the cross, God. And we give it up, Lord. We free ourselves today of the bonds and those chains that are holding us back. In Jesus' name. And so, well, I hope that's something for you out there. And for those of you that are feeling lonely, you know, there's that loneliness, anger, strife, excitement. Oftentimes those, you know, we can sit in these places and I'm reminded that, you know, in the Garden of Eden, that the enemy was there and he spoke in questions, you know, and if you're, the quality of the answers that you get are determined by the quality of the questions that come into your brain. And if the enemy is allowed to just come in there and start inserting questions, right, those questions that come in there and make you question yourself and question, do I have friends, and question, man, you're alone, like asking the question, and you start asking those wrong questions, it's going to take you down the wrong place. Take back control of the questions. Start asking better questions. You are worthy. You are loved. You are amazing. You are not alone. There are people around you. There is God that is with you, right? There are people waiting to share your lives with you and to be a part of your lives and to be a part of the suffering with you, to help you through that, and to be a part of the victories that are to come. And so God bless you. I just thank you so much. Want to remind everyone here that's listening on BPN Radio today and tuning in on Facebook Live that this is a ministry program. And as such, we are fully funded and supported by our loyal viewers and listeners. And I'd ask you to pray today that if donating something to this ministry is on your heart, ask God if donating to this ministry is right for you. And if he says yes and you are allowed to give something to this ministry, we would encourage you to do so via PayPal. If you go to bpnradio.com, there's a donate button right there that allows you to give via a debit or credit card. Or if you prefer to send a check, you can do so by making those checks out to Breakout Ministries and sending that check to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And again, of course, all of your donations are a tax deduction, are fully tax deductible. We are a ministry, and are, you know, much appreciated. Again, it allows us to continue spreading the good news. A couple other announcements real quick. Let'spraymerica.com. There's some great resources on Let'sPrayAmerica.com that I encourage you to just go there and spend some time. And if you're needing prayer, you can fill out a prayer request there that has the staff at BPN at Breakout Ministries praying for you for the next 7 days. And what I'd encourage you to do is fill out that prayer request. And then as that prayers, as you're being prayed over the next 7 days, come back and let us know what happens in your life, because we have seen some amazing things happen. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe in praying for people. We know it's impacting our lives each and every day, and we know it will for you as well. And if you're needing community to pray for you, letspraymerica.com is a great resource for you. And I'll turn it back to Allison, let her finish up here. But thanks so much, guys. God bless you, and we will talk with you soon. Here you go, beautiful.
All right. Awesome. That was good, babe. Let me get my mic back on here. I know the radio doesn't love dead air, right? So we will hurry. This next word that I had was just something that God just, he just really dove into my spirit this morning as I was praying over names, praying over Prophetic Thursday, and just praying over a lot of situations. I've got a lot of people, of course, now us throwing out there asking for prayers. I've got a lot of people that have been added to my prayer list, because again, as we know, everyone's going through something that we know nothing about, but we can definitely come and stand in the gap with them, right? And join them and lock arms with them in prayer. So this morning, when I awoke and I began to pray over the names, I noticed that there was a light fog covering just the ground. And you know what I mean? Like it was almost like a mistiness outside, right? But then there was just this light fog that kind of sat like just a thick band on the ground. And then, you know, above it, maybe just a slight mistiness. And after a while, the fog became really intense, and it literally engulfed everything in sight. I mean, it was a thick fog. Like you couldn't see, you know, I don't know, couple, you know, 10, 20 feet in front of your face, right? Like that kind of thick fog. And it just, like I said, that's the best way to describe it. It engulfed everything in sight. And so it was once so clear, right? What was once just like, no, that was right there a second ago, became completely engulfed and suddenly came into question, right? Like, I think that was just there. That was just there, right? Like, I just saw that. But now because it's been engulfed by this fog, I can't see it anymore. And so now I'm not so sure. And I was after my mind was like playing tricks on me. How could what I know was there literally start to come into question moments later, right? Like, that was there. I know it was. And, you know, it's a mountain. So it didn't just like disappear, I don't think, right? But the fog, it engulfed it. And so there was these questions. And then after a while, I'd been praying. I'd been sitting alone with Jesus. I was praying. I was just, you know, fully just there with him. And when I looked out the window again, the fog had completely lifted, completely cleared. There were crystal blue skies, and everything was exactly where it had always been. Nothing had moved. It was clear as when I saw it before the fog, and it was still there during the fog, and it was surely there when everything cleared and I could see it again. And it was just vibrantly revealed, right? And God spoke to me about this fog, and he reminded me of Peter. He says, out there in the middle of the sea and in the fog and the wind, Jesus walked toward them. And Peter called out, Lord, if that is really you, command me to go out. And Jesus said, indeed, come. And with his eyes fixed on the Lord, Peter walked on water, but only for a moment. For when he was reminded of the fog and the wind and took his eyes off of the Lord, looking at fear instead of the Lord, he immediately began to sink. The Lord reminded me of this with the fog this morning, that distraction comes in all shapes and sizes and forms. And it will come sometimes in massive amounts. Having you completely doubt what God had just revealed to you, but he promised us that when we have our eyes completely fixed on him, the fog will be lifted and we too, like Peter, can walk on water. I knew that this message is for someone today, and it's stirring inside of someone's spirit today because they feel like all they can see is the fog. It's thick. And they're going around and they're telling everybody how thick the fog is. Right? So they're really focused on the fog. And all that seems to be happening to them is sinking. And just like Peter, you feel overcome. But what I love is that we read in the very next verse, immediately Jesus reached for Peter and caught him. And the Lord had me fixated on the word immediately. You see, the fog that had me question just even this morning literally lifted in what seemed like immediately because I was in prayer and had my eyes fixed on Jesus. What is the Lord saying about this today? I hear the Lord saying, keep your eyes fixed on me. Don't doubt in the fog what I have shown you in the clearing. Believe that just as Peter was able to walk on water while his eyes were fixed on me, you too hold that same power. He says, I know this because I placed it inside of you. He says, so my child, pick up your head. Trust that I have you and that I am here. I am the fog clearer. Come sit with me. Breathe in my presence and speak out my words that I place upon your heart. And I also hear the Lord saying, no more walking with those who aren't meant to be on your path. Bless them, but walk away. You see, some of those people are leading you into the fog. They're part of the distraction. And although we want to bless their path, we want to bless the blood of Jesus over their path, Lord, let their path not be my path. Because he says many of the problems that you're facing is because you continue to allow and continue to embrace the same person. He says, listen, this person may have a different name and a different face, but it's the same heart. And it's not the heart of the one that you are to walk with. And he said, that's a prophecy in part for someone. And I know that someone's spirit is stirring right now from that word. And I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless the path that you are on. And Lord, I bless the path that they are on. I bless that their path be covered in the blood of righteousness, God. God, and I bless that your path does not lead us into the fog, God. But if it does, God, that we can walk through it knowing that if we keep our eyes fixed on you, not only can we walk through the fog, God, but we can walk on water. I thank you, Jesus, for helping us to keep our eyes fixed on you and that, God, that you are there, that you can act immediately because you don't have to come running from another room, God. I thank you that immediately happens because you are already there, God. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for your ever presence in our lives, God. God, thank you for helping us not to drown in our own sorrows and our own feelings of loneliness and of guilt and of shame and of in sorrow. God, thank you that immediately you can reach your hand down and catch us and put us back on the boat, God. the boat that we get to sit on with you, God, where the fog is lifted and the wind is ceased, God. I thank you, Jesus. And I bless whoever this word is for in Jesus' name. This next word that I have is for Dana M. in Bristol, Connecticut. Dana, last week God delivered a word for you on Prophetic Thursday. He says, go back and meet with him about this word. And then this is a word that I got in addition for just kind of a whoever word. I heard the Lord say mountaintop moments. I keep hearing the Lord whisper about this throughout the last couple of days. And I knew that it was, you know how you know like when God is speaking to you, but you also know when he's speaking to you about someone else. I knew that this was a someone else word because there are many words where I'm like, okay, God, I receive that too, right? I receive that in Jesus' name, even though you're saying it's for so-and-so. I receive that. This was something that I just really felt in my spirit was for someone particular, but didn't have to have their name pointed out. So I heard the Lord keep saying mountaintop moments, and it was like a whisper. And again, I don't know who this resonates with, but there's someone who's like, oh yes, I've been hearing that word. So this is me. And I think, as I was praying into this, I was thinking, we hear this phrase as a reminder, that it's important that we shoot for these moments, right? It's important that we shoot for these mountaintop moments, but that we be mindful that they are only moments, right? That mountaintop moments are, they're just that, they're moments. Because the fact of the matter is that nothing really grows on a mountaintop, right? Like, and I felt like the Lord was downloading this picture into my head. And so I immediately got this picture of, so I'm originally from the Pacific Northwest, and I immediately got a vision of like Mount Rainier. Any of you know it's a very, very large mountain, and it's a beautiful mountain, but it's a snow-covered mountain 365 days a year. It's big, right? But all alongside the base of the mountain there's like a lushness, right? And it's, you know, it stays fairly wet, right? Because it's, you know, the base of a mountain, but there's just this lushness. And so that's the vision that I had. So any of you who can kind of visualize, you know, that mountain and then the lushness that surrounds it. He says the growth happens the further down the mountain you go, right? Like you kind of like, if you're at the top of the mountain, you're like, okay, so there's like nothing growing here. But as you start to move down the mountain, you kind of start to see some trees peak up and, you know, there's some sparseness, but then it just kind of gets thicker and thicker. And as you descend the mountain, you come into this lushness. You come into what is known as the valley, right? The valley. And he says, you know, the valley is where the vegetation is thick and it's lush. And sometimes it's so thick and it's easy to complain than to actually see its beauty. Right? And remember, the Lord here is comparing these mountaintop moments, right, to your successes, right? But he's also saying, you know, like nothing really grows when you're up there in that success, right? It grows as you're going through it and climbing the mountaintop, right? Like it grows in that valley. And so he says, and sometimes it's easy to complain as we're growing, as we're walking through the lushness, instead of recognizing the beauty that is really happening down there, right? It is lush and tropical and it smells good, but it is thick. And it can be hard to kind of traipse through because it can get wet, heavy, right? And so it's easy to complain, but he says it's time to recognize the beauty. And I heard the Lord saying, although this is important for people to know about mountaintop moments, that's actually not where I'm going for this word. He says, here's what I want to discuss about mountaintop moments. Like the mountaintop moments that Jesus had, these weren't moments about recognition. These were moments of surrender. Moments of private, solitude prayer spent with God. Now, public prayer can be a very large part of your ministry, but it's the private mountaintop prayer that transforms us. And I asked the Lord, I said, are you saying that we have to find a mountaintop? Like, I please make this clear, Lord. He says, no. In fact, may you be like King David in Psalms 55, 17. Evening and morning and noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. It's about coming into solitude with him, right? It's about like what Jesus did. He says, no, I want to bring you to a mountaintop moment. Because we all know, like, he didn't just sit there for a moment, right? Like, he sat there through the night many times, right? But in God's time, this is a moment, right? And then like King David, he's saying, taking every chance I get to be with you, Lord, and to praise you, to cry out to you, for when I do, you are with me. And I just hear the Lord saying that it's important, like your mountaintop moment. He wants to have these mountaintop moments with you. He wants to be there in that solitude with you. Because that's where he wants to transform you. There's a lot of people who can walk around the base of the mountain. But there's very few who will actually summit to the top. I just hear the Lord saying, in these moments, thank you, Jesus. Okay, thank you. Now, of course, he's intertwining the two. In these moments where you have successfully reached a mountaintop moment, know that I am there with you. Thank you, Jesus. And this is why I have this scripture. I wrote this scripture down. He says, Matthew 23, 11 to 12. If you are recognized at all, let it be for your service. Delight in the one that calls you servant, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Friends, I bless your mountaintop moments. I bless the success that's coming to you. I bless the growth that you are going through. I bless that in these mountaintop moments that you can find the time and the space to be in solitude and prayer with the Lord your God. I bless you. Friends, I thank you for being here with us today. Let's close it out in prayer. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you for the way that you moved here today. God, we thank you for the words that you spoke today. God, I thank you for the way you moved through my husband's prayers today, God. God, I thank you that there are people who are feeling the sense of relief right now, God, that they are feeling your healing come over them, God. God, and I pray that those with the soul wounds, God, that they be able to with you come to that place, that they be able to name it and to call it out, God, and to uproot it and rebuke it, God. God, I thank you for helping them cast out and heal those soul wounds today, God. God, I thank you that you, God, are the great healer and the great, great physician, God. And I thank you that we know to come to you with thanksgiving, and that your word reminds us to come to you as if it has already been done, God. And we do that today, God. We come to you with such love and gratitude and respect, God. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, friends, go out today. Glorify him, magnify him, share his love, and be the light. We love you. Thanks for joining. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets form, and if the stars are made to worship so light, I can see your heart in everything you make. Burning star, signal fire of grace. And if creation sings your praises, so will I. Down my heart through all of my failure and pride.
Whenever it rains, reminds me of the day when you left me, didn't say goodbye. I was young, you broke my heart. I learned to dance with pain and how to pray and how to hope. Still I wondered where you were. Did you care and cry with me when it rained? I forgive you. I forgive you. It's a heavy crown, but I can't lay it down till I give it, till I let it. The river that feeds the ocean, that drowns my sin, and I am free. I'm free. I forgive you. I forgive. Thank you.
It's like a whisper, breaking the silence. You say there's a treasure, and you look till you find it. You search to find me.
Glory to his name. Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain, so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete.
Yeah. love and faithfulness, I'm in wonder, awestruck wonder of you, God. I stand amazed, new mercies every day. I stand amazed that your word has never changed. I'm in wonder, struck wonder of you, God. I'm not afraid, for Jesus counts my days. I'm not alone. You walk the path before me, this I know. You are in control. I will lift up my hands and say, every blessing I'll turn back to praise. I'm not afraid. I stand amazed at the foot of Calvary. I stand amazed at the pain's all.
to Jesus I surrender. Humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me.
through the sunshine and the storm. And my dreams are set in stone, that someday I'll be who I wanna be. Before now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. Walls have stood and walls have fallen, but my heart seems to wait. For now, I'll sit at the end of the road, and for now, I'll wait at the end of the path.
When all my hurts seem to fade away.